I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, this 39-year-old guy named Jesse in Massachusetts is in some trouble for making his 911 call. Well, he made a number of 911 calls. And he was in an emergency situation, but it was where he was making these 911 calls. Yeah, that got him in trouble. So Jesse was at the Cadillac Bar and Restaurant in Massachusetts the other night, and Jesse was getting his drink on, and he was sloshed. And so the bartender calls the police, and they say, Jesse's over here, and he's just hammered, and he's got to go home. We got to get him out of here. And so the officer comes over and sees Jesse and's like, yeah, he's all right, Jesse, we're going to do you a favor. We're gonna give you a ride home. So they take Jesse and they pour him into the back seat of the police cruiser. And then the officer goes and he goes back to talk to somebody in the bar and to finish off the report or whatever it is that he's doing. While he's doing that, Jesse is calling 911 from the back seat of the police car saying, help me, I'm in the back of a police car right now.
I'd like to report a buzzkill in progress.
The first time he called, you know, the dispatcher said, all right, you're where you're supposed to be, and hung up on him. The second and third time that he called, then they said, all right, you're coming in now.
Outside the Twin Cities, in a little place called Moundsview, the local police are getting numerous 911 calls. People afraid that something is on fire, like one of the billboards is on fire. Well, no, it's just a advertisement for a Casey's convenience store chain, and the billboard is equipped with a fog machine that gives the pizza the effect of being that it's coming fresh out of the oven. So you can picture the pizza's coming out of the oven, and then a little puff of smoke or this fog kind of fog machine comes up out of the top of the deal.
I see that driving home 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's going to get me.
Everybody thinks the billboard's on fire, says the guy that runs the emergency number. We've been fielding hundreds of calls all week. I thought it was bad advertising, says one driver. It's not a very good use of resources. The guy says, we received several calls thinking the damn thing's on fire. I'm sure it seemed like a good idea at the time, but we're the ones that have to react to it. It's been up for a few weeks, but the calls have diminished, John, as the weather has warmed up. They say they think the weather being a little nicer, the steam doesn't stand out as much. It doesn't like steam as much, you know, as it does with the colder weather. And it looks like it's got some more steam or smoke. The Clear Channel billboard, outdoor advertising out of Minneapolis, says they've been asked to shut off the fog machine, but they haven't yet.
Well, that's a shame. All right. Well, after a night of drinking, this is one of those, Brad, that maybe in your days past you don't partake anymore. But after a night of some serious drinking, maybe you woke up the next morning and you said, "Well, all right, where the heck is my keys, my pants, my car, whatever the case might be?"
All yeses.
Well, we got quite the story here out of China. A guy named Tan Nan. Woke up after a heavy night of drinking, woke up the next morning, and lifted up the sheets, and he said, where the heck is my schmeckle? Because that was missing.
I know it didn't show up for duty a couple times, I can tell you that. There's a couple times I wonder, where were you last night, brother?
He woke up and felt a sharp pain in his groin. And noticed that he'd been bleeding a little bit, this 44-year-old guy named Tan Nan. And so he knew that this was an emergency situation. So he gets in the car, believe it or not, and drives himself to a hospital. First hospital turns him away. Sorry, we don't have the equipment for that. Second hospital.
And we don't have your equipment.
Turns him away. Yeah, well, sorry, we don't have it. Fine, but they gave him directions to some other hospital that might be able to help him out. And so those folks took him into surgery, and he did have his equipment with him. He did eventually. He found it before he left the house. So
his Ziploc bag.
After 7 hours of what they described as microsurgery.
Oh, no.
I can't believe it's
there
news.
Was a successful reattachment. And it says now he's recovering and doing well. Yes, I'm sure he's doing well.